What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Hope Day. Disneyland tickets. We've got those right now. Take the word Jack. And text it to our contest line, 20357. That gets you entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Jack is this hour's code word. There are new code words all throughout the day from 7:05 in the morning until 6:05 in the evening. Every weekday, we're doing it all week. Jack is this hour's code word. Contest line, 20357. Maybe you win these tickets and you're also qualified for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Jack. So we've been playing Kiss, Marry, Kill all morning because it's pump day and we figured, why not? Edwin, the evil genius, a lot of times he will send, we'll talk about something on the show and he will just come up with the funniest little photo and post that up. You've probably seen his work on the Alice 973 Instagram.
It's usually a dagger right in my back, but I like him.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his and he's very funny, but yes, ouch.
Not afraid to take shots at us. He said, how about this for Kiss, Marry, Kill? The Toms. Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, where's Tom Brady?
He's dead on the side of the road.
Hiddleston makes it over Brady?
Not only does Hiddleston make it over Brady, that's who I'm marrying.
Oh, gross.
I would marry Tom Hiddleston. I would do Tom Cruise. And I'm sorry, Tom Hanks. You seem like a really nice guy, but.
Tom Hanks gets killed.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. It's a hard choice. Who do you go with? I know you both probably kill. Well, no, you might like Tom Hiddleston, Bobby. Oh, she's scrunching up her face. She didn't like it. Why? Because he wore an I Love TS shirt?
No, I'm not a psycho. I just don't think he's very cute. It's as easy as that.
He's low-key.
Can I sub in Tom Holland? He's a cutie.
You know what? Sure.
Who does he replace?
Hiddleston. Is that who you want to replace?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do you want to sub in Tom Brady?
No, I'll do it as presented, but okay. Give us your list then.
I'll kill Tom Cruise, marry Tom Holland. Because hopefully he and Zendaya are still together and we can be a throuple.
Oh.
And I'll kiss Tom, or wait. Yeah, I'll kiss Tom Hanks.
Mm. In my story, Tom Hiddleston is over.
Ends
immediately.
Yep, I know. Well, you know I'm into him, so of course your jealousy gets the best of you every time.
I'm a... I'm a fan of the other two Toms, and it's interesting as I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think, who's got a more impressive body of work, Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise?
Ooh,
like if you're looking at who, like what kind of...
That is a good question.
If you think about the legacy of either of those, we'll use the word artists. I think that's fair. Either of those are like, I'm sitting here going, Tom Hanks' body of work. And then I went, wait a minute, Tom Cruise, what about his?
I know. They're just both, they're like hard A-listers, big movies, all different kinds of movies. I don't know that I could choose. Like some of the Hanks movies are so beloved, but I like, there are some Tom Cruise movies that are just like Risky Business, which by the way, doesn't hold up quite the way you hope it might. It's still fun, but it's just not, it's not the same when you go back years later.
Well,
but I must have watched that. I think I went to the theater and saw that 20 times. I loved it. And then what's the one with Emily Blunt? It's called like Repeat.
Search Tomorrow. Wait, The Day After Tomorrow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Tomorrow Again.
Tomorrow, Repeat, Rinse
the
and
edge
Repeat.
Of tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow. She knew it.
I knew it, but it was fun to watch you try and figure it out.
Like, I love that movie. I even love, like, he did The Firm. That was a good movie. He did one, I think it was called Day and Night, and it's with Cameron Diaz, and I actually loved that movie. I don't know. I,
all right,
Interview
well,
with the Vampire.
Hiddleston I dies, I kiss okay. Tom Cruise, and I marry Tom Hanks.
Oh.
And that actually is interchangeable.
Because, Tom, either of those
Yeah,
Toms
I mean, I'm looking at their bodies of work, just going to both of them.
Yeah. For very different reasons, even, you know?
Hiddleston, like, though.
Oh, no. Like
right
like
against him. A wall.
I love a pasty Englishman.
All right.
All right, so there's that. We're just going to do that one. Did you have any that you want to add? By the way, text us if you've got your own. If you guys play this at home, you know, and one of them was interesting, send it on over. Love to give you credit for that. Thanks, Edwin, for texting that and the Toms. The charts. Congratulations, Alex Warren. He is indeed back in first place with his song Ordinary. That's your number one song in America this week. It's been on the charts for 27 weeks. I believe this is its 10th week at number one, which is quite an accomplishment. Last week was number two when Golden from the, what's it called again? Because it's Hunter X, EJ, Audrey Nunez.
K-pop
Demon Hunters. That's right. There's a bunch of K-pop on here, too. Let's see. In fourth place, Your Idol is another, looks like a K-pop band. Love Me Not, that's an Alice song. Raven Lene. Do a little of that. You hear that song. Crank it up. Oh, yeah. I like this song. Justin Bieber's at number six with Daisies. And we're, oh my God, look at Teddy Swims, number seven. 104 weeks on the in the top 100. And it is a former number one song. And it's just been hanging in the top 10 forever. Teddy Swims, Lose Control. Bar Song Tipsy. Last week it was number 10, this week is number nine. And then something called Soda Pop, which is another K-pop thing.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
And is that the same as the other one there, Your Idol? Saja Boys, Andrew Choi?
I don't know. I don't recognize Your Idol. The Golden is definitely from Demon Hunters.
Some of the names are the same here. So I'm going to say they must both be from that.
That movie got both my kids completely all over it. And I ended up watching it. I explained it to you too. I mean, I know the storyline. Okay, what did you just say? There's Takedown, there's Soda Pop. What's the other one? Oh, Golden is the other one.
Yes. Golden is different people. Golden seems to be women.
It's all, well, that's because there's a K-pop, female K-pop group.
So these
are the good
all,
guys.
Okay.
And the guys, they're the demons.
But that want to steal your popular.
They want to steal your soul.
Oh, boy.
Come to the show. We're going to steal your soul.
So these chicks are hunting them down. Yeah, so you're saying these are all on the same soundtrack. They're just listing the people who actually performed them. K-pop. People do love them some K-pop.
It's really very sugary pop music. Like we were talking. I think the first time I'm sitting there making some food or something and my kid's watching it and I'm hearing the music loud because that's how they... And I'm going, what are you guys doing in there? I don't recognize this song, but it's really poppy. Very over the top. Yeah. And that was this movie.
I hope they do a live action version of this movie since it's been so popular. It would be really cool.
Oh.
And I might actually watch that. I'm not going to watch a cartoon movie made for kids, but...
Is it... What kind of animation is it?
You will.
Is it... Like Pixar style animation, or is it like anime animation?
I would say it's closer to anime.
Okay.
It gives kind of a comic book vibe. Oh. Lots of sharp angles.
Oh, maybe like Arcane or something. Like that was, that had that sort of in between look.
Here. There's images of the demon hunters. And that, the bad guys.
Yeah, that maybe is in the middle. It that looks, they look a little bit more 3D than I'm thinking for a straight anime. I wonder if it's like a kind of a hybrid. That's interesting. Postie's in the news. He's the new face of Skims Men, which is, surprise, a Kim Kardashian brand. He just appeared in a risque photo shoot in the mountains of Utah where you can't even tell the difference between his chest and arms and his underpanties, because they're the exact same color as his tattoos.
You know what, though? He's lost some weight. He looks good.
You know the funny thing about, he's so tattooed. I mean, it's top to bottom. They all appear to be kind of black and white.
Mm-hmm.
His nipples stand out so starkly in the midst, like two tiny little pink islands in the middle of his sea of tattoos.
Just two little pepperoni.
Just two little pepperoni slices. Ooh.
Could put them right on a pizza.
Mmm, delicious.
You're into it. You like him.
No, I'm not into him.
What are you talking about?
If we did
you just wiped your mouth. You're like drooling.
No, she didn't.
I'm not drooling. I might have wiped my mouth, but if I did, it's because I was afraid I had a crumb on it. I'm not. I definitely am not.
That's a thirst trap if I ever saw one.
I am not, consider me not trapped. Ah. I was not snared in that trap.
All right.
I do like Post Malone's music, and he does seem like a fun time guy, but I feel like in a Kiss, Marry, Kill, well, I guess it depends who else is in there. Like, let's go Machine Gun Kelly, Eminem, and Post Malone.
Oh, jeez. I think I'm gonna stay single.
Are you serious? I love Eminem.
So you marry Eminem?
Yeah.
You want to be married to Eminem?
Yep.
And then do you do Postie or do you do Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly dies, and actually in this situation dies an ugly death too.
No, I'm going to do Eminem and I'm going to marry Machine Gun Kelly. I've always loved him.
What?
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like some of the stuff I've heard about him since he got with Megan Fox, but I like him. I thought he was so hot in the, I think he played, was he the drummer? He played Tommy Lee in that, The Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him in that. I used to think he was really hot. And it, like, I felt like I discovered him. Like, oh, that guy, Machine Gun Kelly, oh my God. And then all of a sudden everybody knew about him because of Megan Fox. I love him.
All right.
And so Post Malone dies in that one. Yeah, sorry, Postie, you seem really fun. But you also seem like someone who'd hang out with Kid Rock, and he's really not my cup of tea. So he's in this, they shot it in the mountains of Utah. There's horses in it. Super fun. The collection.
The Skims ad.
This is a Skims ad that Post Malone is the model for.
All right.
And actually some of the other, scroll through, there's a really cool looking like sweatpants suit that right there. Like it's sort of like camo, but also has pictures in it. It's neat. I really think he looks great in that.
You do?
No, because I don't think he's that hot, but I like the outfit. And I assume that if this is, that must be Skims wear, right? Skims Men.
I don't know. It does look very camo.
Yeah.
So I'd be surprised if you know, Skims is selling that, but if that's the ad, then there you go.
Yeah, they say it launches tomorrow on the brand's website. It includes underwear, tees, and heavyweight fleece loungewear. And they're calling it in camouflage, Which it is kind of like that. I mean, it is.
That's,
it's just
like
that,
deer hunting camo with the leaves.
Yeah, leaves and sort of, it looks like tree, right? Like there's a tree going on one side, yeah. But it's all those colors you can nestle down in, like wintry, in a wintry landscape, you know, in the forest, with all the dried leaves.
I always get so annoyed when camo comes in style because it can look so cool, but I'm not wearing it. I have a hard boundary. I'm not wearing camo.
Oh.
No, it's that's so weird.
I've never heard anyone draw a hard line on camo.
I like camo.
I think it can look good.
No, I don't do anything. I don't do anything that I would need camo for, but I do like the look.
Whenever I think of camo, I always think of Arrested Development when Tobias was trying to be in the Blue Man Group and he's painted blue from head to toe and he's standing up against the wall and I think, oh yeah, he's certainly camouflaged there.
That show, Arrested Development, is so underrated. Mm. I know there's a million shows you can watch, so I guess don't bother. But
no, do it.
I loved those early seasons. They lost their, you know, there's something about momentum.
Yes.
That they lost their momentum and it just never got back.
Well, they did like five perfect seasons and then they took a break and then they tried to come back. They did a season where each character, it was 10 years later or something, each character had like a thing and then they tried to do, yeah, it's just, you're right. You got to keep the same people thinking the same jokes, thinking the same way.
Well, you lose, if sometimes you can lose a writer, sometimes you can, and you lose your audience. Mm-hmm. If you stop doing what you do and you're doing something, people leave and they find something else to do. And then you come back and you go, wait a minute, this isn't the show I was watching. Right. K-pop Demon Hunters, this is from your earlier thing, was done by the same animation studio that did Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, which was a huge mix of different types of animation. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool.
That's from Eddie, our former coworker.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
Back to Post Malone, just quickly, I want to wrap this up. Post Malone is doing, he did a bunch of modeling and he's doing a thirst trap, I guess, in some underwear. This was a shoot for Skims Men, Kim Kardashian's brand. He admitted he was nervous to do his, this is his first underwear shoot. He said it felt like a Sasquatch sighting. He's not that furry. He's more just tatty, but... he's currently on a break from his big ass stadium tour with Jelly Roll because they're about to start the big ass world tour. And their first stop is tomorrow night in Lithuania.
Mm.
Well, there you go. All right, then, what do you got coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff for you, but in this case, a judge flubs the verdict.
Uh-oh.
You can imagine how that caused some issue after these.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just about to celebrate 20 years, YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland Tickets. All this week, listen for the code words on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, which is 20357. And enter for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize package, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at Sweet. Disneyland Resort Hotel. The contest line again is 20357. Okay, here's what's happening. Sunny and warm today. Hottest, what feels or appears to be the hottest day of the summer so far. It's going to be that hot. It's looking like mid to upper 90s in Napa, lower 90s in San Jose, and low 90s in Walnut Creek. But
it's a scotcher.
It's pretty hot, considering we've had such a mild summer.
Same thing tomorrow, or are we going to get any kind
Same thing tomorrow, and then cooling after that, as far as I know. Okay, I just looked at the video of this because it's gone viral, and so I'll tell you the story, and you guys can go find the video if you want.
Okay.
Imagine you're accused of a crime you didn't commit, and now you've gone through all this. You're in court.
There's a trial. People are judging you.
Waiting for the judge to read the verdict, and this happens.
Okay.
A 26-year-old named Alton Oliver was on trial in Georgia last week facing murder charges.
Oh.
He was accused of killing an off-duty cop in 2022, but claimed it was done in self-defense. The trial lasted 3 days and wrapped up on Friday after the jury quickly came back with a verdict. They handed it to the judge. So if you've watched Law and Order, this is the standard. The jury comes back. They all take their seats. They take the final form. They hand it to the court bailiff or the court. Anyway, and then he walks it over to the judge, hands it over, and the judge takes the piece of paper
and announces the decision.
Right. And reads what the jury. So the everyone's on the edge of their seat.
Right.
The paper's been handed over.
Mm.
It's all over social media right now, so you may have seen the judge flubbing the verdict. Everyone is holding their breath, and he says, guilty.
Oh.
Someone off camera goes, what? Like, it's all of a sudden, everyone's like, wait a minute, what?
As in the jury sit right there going, no, no, we didn't.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
They think it was a juror that went, no. And he comes back and says, and Sarah and I just heard it. We just played it here in here. Then he goes, oh, did I say? No, I meant not guilty.
And honestly, I didn't see the video, Vin, but I'm listening to, you know, you were playing it and mm-hmm. we were listening to the audio together. The dude sounds ancient. Is he like super old?
He's old, but he's not old enough to explain away what he did. And then he says to into the microphone, I apologize for my mispronunciation.
I just left off the whole knot part. Everyone knows there's a silent knot sometimes, so I just...
He has other jobs on other days. He has to, you know, listen to all everything.
Yeah.
But in this moment, he had one job.
Mm-hmm.
Announce
Read
the verdict.
Read what we wrote.
And get it right. So here's a dude, 26-year-old named Alton Oliver, on trial.
Did I poop my pants?
He's gone through all of this, only to have the judge say, guilty.
Can you imagine? It'd be like a knife to the heart. Like, no.
What just happened to me? And then the guy goes, oh, I apologize for my mispronunciation. So he's not guilty on all counts.
Well, phew. You remember when, who's the guy? He's a big game show host, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Thank you. He said the wrong name at like the Miss Universe pageant. Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Or at the Oscars when Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty announced the wrong film. It's momentary. This is the judgment being read incorrectly, not mispronounced. But that you might lose your mind in that 10-second period if you're Alton.
The differences that you know speak to me are those are made up awards.
Yeah.
For art.
Right.
Or, you know.
Nobody's going to jail if they don't win.
You're not really Miss America. There's no such thing. We just made that up.
Massive disappointment.
Just because you can twirl a baton and tap dance.
And the other girl, you know, she thought she was destined to a life of not winning the pageant, Vin.
But a dude whose life is hanging in the balance and gets the guilty. Oh, whoops. I mean, I forgot. Sorry. I misread.
Yeah.
I mispronounced.
My thumb was over the knot.
Mispronounced.
I know.
Maybe mispronounces
just didn't want to say F'd up.
San Rafael. That's a mispronounce. You know?
That's a good one.
Like, what the?
Yeah.
Yesterday was National Potato Day.
Oh.
And I didn't get to this story because we're always chock full of stories. I mean,
sure. We got stories coming out of our ears like potatoes.
But a new poll for. You know, potato dishes.
Oh.
Ask people, how do you like your potatoes?
I like them almost every way.
Mashed was number one by far, though.
Mm. I do love mashed. It is hard to argue with mashed, but baked, also great. Au gratin, delicious. French fries, yes, please.
What came in second after mashed potatoes?
Potato chips.
No.
Oh. Baked potato.
Nope.
French fries.
Nope.
What else could... potato skins.
Nope.
No. Mm.
A new poll looked at the most popular homemade potato dishes and found it to be mashed potatoes number one, potato salad number two.
Oh, you can keep your potato salad.
Baked potatoes
good.
At three and breakfast potatoes or hash browns or however you...
Oh, the home fry. Yeah.
The home fry.
If those are done really deliciously, they're like the... If they're just... You ever go to a place and you're just looking forward to having some breakfast and they put the potatoes on the plate and then you bite into it and it's like, well, this is a raw potato.
I have had that happen, but I've also been places where I go... However they do this here, they
that's the way it should be done.
The Potato Shack in Encinitas is it.
Ooh.
You go there
it's
and
right
you,
in the name.
I mean,
right?
It is in the name, and it's one of those where you just go, yeah, that's where you go to breakfast if you're in the area.
They're crispy on one side, kind of buttery and soft and potato-y on the inside.
They also looked at regional dishes.
Okay.
New England loves shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah. Shepherd's pie is like a ground beef in a pie crust and there's potatoes on the top.
And you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, my mom would make shepherd's pie sometimes. You once like in a while. I never loved it. It wasn't my thing, really. It's almost like, well, just how about just give me the meat as the sloppy Joe? Like, that's. And frankly, my mom, who is a good cook now, she wasn't the best cook when she first started out. And she would tell you that she was making you this thing, which it wasn't. You have it later in life and you go, now I know what chicken cacciatore is. Now, you know, like now I know what curry chicken is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ellie.
Sorry
you're
about
listening.
It, Mom. I actually don't know. Now I'm thinking to myself, I might not know what shepherd's pie is. I might just have my mom's version of shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie is loved in New England, Pennsylvania, New York. Love pierogies.
Oh.
I don't know. What is that?
I think, isn't a pierogi in potato, like mashed potato in like a little pastry puff?
Yeah, almost like a dumpling.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good.
So good.
Potato soup is popular in a lot of southern states, and I understand it's also big in Ohio.
Yeah, soup. It's good food.
Yeah.
I do like potato soup. Potato leek's good. Vichyssoise is good. Potato
Anyway,
soup.
Potatoes. People, you know, it has its own day. It's a thing.
Potato day.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This next story is just one of those. A 31-year-old woman near Lexington, Kentucky is facing charges after she damaged her ex-boyfriend's car so bad it was totaled.
Oh.
You know, the bust the windows out your car.
Bust the windows out your car.
Her name is Stephanie Carlquist.
Oh.
I guess her and her boyfriend got in some sort of fight early last month, so she slashed one of his tires. That's a lot,
yeah.
I think. I actually have never slashed a tire, and I would be afraid of how that would react to the blade. Is it going to blow? Am I going to make noise? I don't know. I've never done that.
Me either. It seems like that's enough, though, if you're looking to screw someone's day
up. No, the real damage came later.
Oh, okay.
After a second fight on July 15th, she said she smashed his windshield, cracked his rearview mirror, destroyed his radio, filled his vents with glitter.
Oh my God, hilarious.
That's not hilarious. Do not encourage that.
Never do that.
And poured salt in his engine.
Oh, is that a bad thing? I heard sugar in the gas tank is the way.
You don't want anything in that system at all.
Mm. That's needs to run clean.
Yeah. Mm. His car had to be towed and his insurance just totaled it after the mechanic said, it's going to be about $13,000 to fix everything this chick did.
Piece by piece, we got to put this car back together.
For some reason, Stephanie was there when the tow truck driver showed up and said, yeah, I'm the one that did that. Polishing her nails and bragging
Doug
about
Louisville slugger to both headlights.
The work that she did on that car. She also fessed up and texted to her boyfriend later on. Claim she did it because she's so stressed out and pregnant.
Uh-oh.
We don't know if he's the father or not.
Why would she bother if he wasn't the father?
Why did she do it at all?
Yeah, like, why would you? This is crazy.
Out, so I'm gonna just, he's,
crazy
you know
talk.
He did this to himself.
Violence is never the answer, but sometimes glitter is. Mm.
That is glitter.
Glitter's forever.
So pervasive, you cannot get rid of that. It's in your car. You are never getting that out of your car. Ever.
And some people think it's hilarious, and
it's
they're
not
like glitter bombing everything. It isn't. You're right.
It's kind of funny.
It's in everything my kids have had all through their growing up, and it's also everywhere in my house. Mm. You'll never ever get rid of it.
The STD of the art department.
Mm-hmm.
Oh goodness, glitter is forever.
Like herpes. I was reading this story. And you can tell me what you think. It's just one of those. I may even get it wrong. It's one of those, like, write a letter for some advice. We used to do it on The Secret Show.
Yes, yeah.
That advice is what we called it. This lady writes in and says, I can't shake the feeling that I'm a horrible person. And then she goes on to say that I had a boyfriend. We were together. We were good. We ended up pregnant. She says, and he was like, okay. And then she drops the bomb, which is, it wasn't an accident. I actually had stopped taking birth control and I wanted to be pregnant and got pregnant. And then later realized I probably am a terrible person for having done that. And I've been beating myself up about it ever since, she says.
And how long is ever since?
Well, it's been a while because the 3 years after the baby's born and they're together, they divorce or they break up.
Okay.
And she goes on to get a new partner and they have another kid. But meanwhile, but underlying all of this is that first big giant lie, which was I'm on birth control, but she wasn't. And so I read that and just thought that. And so she's saying, do I come clean? Do I say something? And I'm looking at this going, no, you have to like your penalty for having done that is to live with it. You can't go to this guy now and say, I'm sorry that I did this, but I did this. Do you think you can?
Yeah, you could.
Well,
how
awful,
the
right?
The problem here is the kid.
Right.
You don't want the kid to know later in life that it was a chip, a playing piece
in some kind of
trap this guy game. So I say that is for me reason enough to never reveal this. That guy loves his daughter.
Yes.
I think that if you went to him now, I don't know what you hope to accomplish. He'll still love his daughter.
Well, she wants to set her soul free. That's what she wants to do.
Another reason that he can hate you. Like, I would say that one should go to... People have done worse things.
Mm-hmm.
You are a bad person. You are in trouble with our Lord and Savior. It's an S-y thing to do. It's a terrible thing to do, but you did it. And now the only person who will really suffer from that if it runs wild is the kid.
Right. So in an effort to set herself free.
Don't make a kid feel like I had you to trick this guy into marrying me. Ugh, what an awful. Yeah, you're awful.
Back to our car criminal. She admitted to police. She broke the windshield and put glitter in the vents, but she said, oh, those engine damages are his. They charged her last Thursday with felony criminal mischief, but she didn't seem too upset about it in her mugshot. She had a big smile on her face. She thinks this is all...
hilarious. Isn't she wonderful?
A good time.
Oh, she's really yucking it up there.
Yeah. And glitter. I mean, isn't that funny?
Etc. If it was just glitter, it would be kind of funny, I guess. All right, you ready to play a game?
Oh, yeah,
all right,
sure.
We're going to do it. Here we go. Hump day, everybody. We're going to play. How's that guy? Anyways, let's start with Al Roker. Big birthday party for today's show, weatherman and anchor, Al Roker. Really?
64?
All right. Bob says 64.
72.
He is 71. So close, Vin. So
nice
close.
Job, yeah. Vin.
That's a point for Vinny.
Is today his birthday? Is that what you were saying?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good point of clarity. It's always the people's birthdays, right?
Yes, I do the birthdays.
That's the game.
On the day that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, these are today's birthdays.
All right.
How old is this person turning today?
Okay.
Yesterday, he was only 70. Today, 71.
All right.
How old is Connie Chung? Do you know who Connie Chung even is?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, she's a former newswoman.
Oh, yeah.
She's married to Maury Povich.
Did she take over for Dan Rather when he left?
That sounds right. She
was one of the early, lone female anchors on the big three news channels.
Right.
That was a big gig.
Definitely. Her misstep was, what did she lean into and say, just between you and
me? Newt Gingrich's mom.
That's right.
Is that it?
Something like that. It was, well, definitely a political figure. For some reason, I was thinking it was Barbara Bush, but I don't think it was. Anyway, how old is Connie Chung? Vinny, you're first. How old's Connie Chung? Married to Maury Povich.
I'm going to say 75.
74.
79. That's another point for Vinny. All right, let's do something that you might know.
You know what? I looked it up real quick. Connie Chung, Newt Gingrich, mother. Comes right up.
Well, let me tell you, that's just between us. Here we go. How old is Demi Lovato, Bob? How old is Demi Lovato?
34.
33.
She's exactly 33 years old. That's 2 points for you, Vinny.
Oh, my God.
And so far, the score is 4-0.
You're crushing it.
How old is... I'm just going to do one more. How old is Led Zeppelin legend Robert Plant? How old's that guy? You've met him. Lucky.
I have met him.
How old is Robert Plant today?
And I consider him greatness. But the size of that guy's head, I couldn't get over it. Mm. It's gigantic. It's huge.
Mm.
Oh, what was the question?
How old is he?
Oh, how old is he? He is 78.
77.
He's exactly 77, but that is not enough to get you a win, my friend. A score 4-2. Man, the reign of terror continues for El Campeón del Pueblo. El Campeón.
Campeón del Pueblo.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day long. The countdown for Taylor continues. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Disneyland, and we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.